Now, you was telling me back out about some of the things that happened when you was Bill. Did he work you hard? Did he drive you?
Don't ask me about everything.
What was this you was telling me about? The mud?
Me and Bill's done a lot of things people don't know about.
Yeah,
such as fox hunting. You mean some of the hard times?
Yeah.
Well, the first week, and I don't know exactly what town we was playing in Arkansas. I was telling Bill a while ago, remember the first week, we all had to pull our shoes off and roll our britchy legs up to our knees. Bill said, I'll run over here and get some pine brush, putting on the bus wheels, see if we can get out of this mud hole here. So we was all, it's wintertime there, and we was all pulling off our shoes. Bill said, we won't be able to sing on the Grand Ole Opry next Saturday night.
You know, I remember meeting you, I believe it was in Danville or someplace.
Yeah,
you
used to come to all of Bill's shows and sit there, and when Bill didn't have a comedy man, why, Bill would say, well, you act crazy anyhow, Jimmy. Get out there and pull comedies. Carlton be the first and last on the front row there. He'd catch a show drive 100 miles, wouldn't he, Bill?
Well, the worst part of all of it, both of you tried to go with my daughter.
Well, I'll say one thing, Bill. You have a very good-looking daughter.
Thank you.
Hey, how did I lose control of the show again? I remember meeting Jim. I remember we was in Raleigh, North Carolina, I believe it was, and y'all had that long blue Cadillac. And you was trying to leave me, you know? And I was in my car behind trying to keep up. And Jim went over a hill up there, and it was a wreck in the road. And he was going every bit of 80 miles an hour. And he finally got this limousine stopped right in the middle of the road. And here I come trying to catch him, keep up with him. I was afraid he was going to run off, and I had some of them with me, and go on to Nashville and leave them with me, and I didn't know what to do with them, you know. So as I came up over here, there he sat, and I had to go into the ditch, and out there, and here come the state man. And he wanted to know what I was trying to do, plow out the ditches. I said, no, that man sitting back yonder on the road. He said, well, he's crazy as hell, too. That's what he said.
Back to bluegrass again, down through the years. They keep trying to tell about how hard I worked the boys. And I did work them hard. I'll own up to it. We worked 6 and 7 days a week. I worked 11 years on the Grand Ole Opry, never missed a Saturday night. And I did work them hard, but it's made better men out of them. You'll have to say that.
Can I say something right now? Take
Jimmy Martin here. Yes, sir.
You said you worked us hard. I enjoyed it.
Well, I was,
did you ever hear me groan?
Never a bit. Never. You
get
never
the
did.
The car know. And us rolled to another town, right?
You always was in there.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I wouldn't say that.
Yes, sir. Jim,
they
come back up here.
They always tell out throughout the country, say, Bill Monroe's hard on his boys. I said, he ain't. You got what he wants, and lay in there and work. He'll be good to you.
That's right. You're right.
I don't reckon I ever asked you for a dollar I didn't get.
You got every dollar you ever had. But a lot of them, they've been good boys down through the years, and they've really, really got in there and worked to help. They knew what it taken to make a good group. Jimmy knew what it taken. Rudy Lyles, right on down through Mac Wiseman, Carter Stanley. Carter's one of the finest workers that I ever had with me in bluegrass work. He really got in there and pitched and made a wonderful man with a guitar. And right on down, plumb on back to Clyde Moody. Clyde could play the best time with that guitar of any fellow in the country. But you can kind of notice as on down through the years that the timing and everything is changing. Bluegrass and there's more drive got in there all the time. But back to bluegrass again.
Well, Bill, Jim could always lay that guitar in there, and Carter Stanley could. All the boys
thank
could.
You. Yes,
sir. That's true. Now. I mean, he was going to say that. They could put it in there when it was needed, and that's when it helps the most.
That's right.
Well, let's do an instrumental here before we take and change groups. Are you going to sing another?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Do you know another?
Do we know another?
All right. What do you want to sing?
We're doing Mansions for Me.
All right. We'll do the Mansions for Me and Jim and Bill.
Yeah, okay.
We're arguing over a chord here. I don't
know. Riding here today. I'll be like Birch. I'll be like Birch. Don't you have been bossing?
Hey, don't mention Birch.
Let me tell him about Birch, Bill, will you?
Oh, I don't care.
I asked Bill what key did he want to do Mansions for Me, and I said, E'd be awful easy. You've been out here singing a long time. And he said, no, make it F. That'll be just right. Well, I said, you're trying to get him too high for me today. We was up in Bean Blossom at Bill's park. one Sunday, and they was going to make a Monroe Quartet. They had Melissa and Birch and Charlie Monroe. And so they all four got there, and I was sitting back listening to them. And Charlie kind of raked across his guitar a little bit and looked around at Birch, said, "What key you think we ought to get the quartet number in, Birch?" Birch says, and he sings bass, see? Birch says, "The way I feel today, boys, you can't get them too high for me."
Sounded like... Oh.
Yes, Jimmy Martin and Bill Monroe to sing Mansions for Me.
Oh, I don't know if I'll be able to do it after that, I'll tell you.